Welcome to another PI World podcast. This is an audio-only version offered as another way to enjoy our great content. A full video version can be seen on piworld.co.uk, where you can find many more videos of interest to investors.
Another industrious year has delivered further growth in revenues and core profits, with notable progress in our discretionary fund management services and Charles Stanley Direct, which showed a full-year profit. But that was partially offset by reduced demand for some of our more traditional advisory and execution services, which means that on balance, we're making progress, but not as quickly as we would have wished.
The year as a whole has been characterised by steady progress, and that's illustrated by our revenues. We're up 3.2% to 155.2 million, and our core profit increased by 6.4% to £11.6 million. Our reported profit fell marginally, 3.5% to £11 million, and that was because in the prior year we had exceptional gains which were not repeated in the current year. The improvement in profits have also led to a strengthening of our balance sheet, and that's best illustrated by our regulatory capital resources, which are up 12.4%, a little over £80 million. And moving in tandem with that, and the figure I always like to see, is our cash balances, which are up 23.7% to £81.2 million. So we finished the year in a strong financial position. That has enabled the board to recommend a final dividend of 6p, which would make a total dividend for the year of 8.75p, an overall increase of 9.4%. If I now move to the individual segments, some of the highlights underneath the bonnet of the group resources, we've had headwinds during the year in terms of how the markets performed, particularly during the third quarter. The result of which was that our average FUM during the year was static at £24.3 billion. Notwithstanding that, our average assets have been static. The two core areas which we really focus on are the discretionary funds under management, which were up 6.5% to £13.1 billion, and the execution-only assets managed within Charles Stanley Direct, which were up 15.3% to £2.7 billion. So, you know, good progress in the two areas which we're particularly focused upon. We also completed during the year a three-year exercise we had on repricing all our clients' fees and tariffs. And that completed 31st of March 2019, which was in line with our plans. And I would expect that to deliver further increases in revenues in the current financial year as we get the full year benefit of that flowing through. Financial planning's losses increased in the year to 3.3 million. So people might wonder what's going on there. We are investing in the growth of that business by recruiting new financial planners. And that tends to have a near-term drag on profitability as the financial planners get up to speed, bringing their clients on board and getting revenues up. And that typically is a 24-month process. The underlying rate of growth of revenues within financial planning were up 16%, so we're really pleased with that. And when we look at the profitability of those planners who have been with us for 2 years or more, I'm pleased to report that they are profitable. So we have confidence in the direction which that division is heading in. Then to Charles Stanley Direct, which has been a little bit the star in the year because they have moved into a profit for the first time of £1 million. So that's a swing of 1.3 million year on year. For the year just ended, the net margin increased from 8.8% to 9.2%. So there was a degree of progress, but we definitely want to increase the rate of improvement of that margin. At the half year, we set out three key drivers which we thought would enable us to get there. And they were to do with the growth in the funds under management, the revenues that we were achieving off those funds under management, and then thirdly, our cost base. So if I take each of those in turn, the medium-term target that we set ourselves to grow funds under management was 13 to 15%. in the year in question, in part because we had headwinds in the market in the third quarter. Average funds under management were flat. The revenue margin target which we set ourselves was to increase the margin from 62 basis points to between 66 and 68 basis points. And we've made good progress on that, having achieved 64 bips during the last year. I can see why that, you know, ought to continue to increase. And then the third lever was to reduce our costs as a proportion of revenues. At the time, they were a little over 59% to 55% of revenues. And we've made a bit of progress there, delivering a cost revenue ratio of 58.3%. So turning to the outlook for the current financial year, I have a reasonable degree of confidence that our revenues ought to increase absent the market falling out of bed. And that is going to be as a consequence of growth of funds under management on the one hand, the full year benefit of the repricing exercise which we've completed, and continued growth in fees from our financial planning division. I would, however, expect our cost base also to increase in the current year, partially for inflationary reasons, but partially also because we are investing in our distribution in order to accelerate the rate of growth of funds under management. And secondly, we are continuing to invest in our IT and system platforms, which really act as an enabler of driving these sort of operating efficiencies which we are looking for. And that then really turns to the reasons for the restructuring programme. So our growth in our margin is moving in the right direction, but we want it to improve more rapidly. And in order to get greater certainty of achieving that, we need to restructure elements of the business. And if we do that, then I think that will deliver with greater certainty the 15% margin.
In the 3 years to 2018, we built a strong platform from which to deliver our modern wealth management services, but we're yet to fully harness its potential. So we've announced a programme to create a single middle and back office structure from which we can both simplify and standardise our processes across the firm, including the front office and IT. And we have also overhauled our management structure through which we will deliver this. So this will enable us to both improve productivity and reduce costs whilst maintaining our focus on client service, good client outcomes and value for money. Pulling these together, I'm confident that we are very well positioned to deliver into the future.
PI World videos and podcasts are for general information and interest. They do not constitute any kind of recommendation or inducement to buy shares of any company. PI World is not offering any kind of financial advice, and nothing in our material should be taken as such.